Welcome home. We are WNST, Tassel Baltimore, and AM 1570. We call it Baltimore Positive. We're positively taking Crab Cake Row out on the road beginning February 5th. For 27 years around here, we've been going to Super Bowls. This time, we're going to have a cup of soup or bowl for the Maryland Food Bank. We're setting it all up with our sponsors, with friends for 100 charities. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. John Martin has said I can hold up the Raven scratch-offs because they're still good. They're still out there. We have winners throwing footballs in the pass for cash this week in the divisional round. And I don't know what it'd be like to be those two winners that you're holding out the hope that the Ravens win so you can throw a football on the field during the AFC Championship game to win $10,000. But the Maryland Lottery allows that. Our friends at Window Nation as well, 866-90-NATION. And Jiffy Lube Multicare, putting this out on the road to make Crab Cake Row happen. And we'll be telling you more about that in the coming days and weeks. This guy's going to be participating, but not really because he's got like anniversaries and work and he manages money and he has tickets and he's trying to win the lottery and he's trying to get to Las Vegas like a lot of fans are. And we all have a plan to do all of this stuff, Leonard Raskin, except that they got to win two football games in order for anybody to have any of these visions of Las Vegas and the Strip and the Rat Pack and whatever you do in Las Vegas that makes you happy. I don't know what your Vegas thing is, Leonard. I don't think you're a gambling guy, but I think you've been to Vegas
No.
times.
I've been there.
I know you've been to the last two Super Bowls, so I know this is important to you. I asked you about doing radio next week after the playoff game before the championship game here, and you're like, wow, I got this and that and work. And like real life gets in the way of all this because
it does.
Nobody actually plans like their whole January wide open, and then it happens. And you're a ticket holder, and everybody, you're weak this week because you're a little crazy.
Just gotta move,
you're not like
just
a
gotta
jet
move
setter.
things
You don't
around.
travel a whole lot.
Gotta
But
move things around.
what's
That's
going on,
all.
dude?
Got a couple business conferences. They pop up in January, February, March. It's really crazy, but in
Because
my
guys like
world,
you want to go to golf courses and do that sort of thing this time
yeah,
of year, right?
a lot of industry conferences in the first quarter of the year. They try to get them out, knock them out, do the first quarter, and then leave you the rest of the year to go do your business. But a lot of things going on. So I'm Dallas bound. I was Dallas bound for the Cotton Bowl, which was a disappointing game for the Ohio State University. But so be it. I'm Dallas bound for a couple days. And then I buzz back into town and pick up the Ravens game against the Houston CJ Stroud Rookie of the Year Ohio State quarterback, who I'll be rooting soundly against.
Yeah, I mean, you're conflicted here a little bit, but not really at
No, not at
all.
all.
Not at
Not
all.
at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. I
This is
wanted to
what
see
happens
Joe.
when your university player goes and plays, you know,
That's
it
right.
right.
It's the way it goes now. So I wanted to see Joe have a good game. Joe had a nice game till he didn't. Two pick sixes. That's very sad. And Houston won. So now we get the fighting CJ Strouds and the Houston Texans, who are a good ball team. I think they're playing good ball. They got a couple receivers hurt, which doesn't hurt us at all. That's a good thing, I guess. And he's throwing the ball all over the place, and he's having a great season. And we played him the first game of the year. They had a good game. We just beat him, but I think this is a different team. So we're gonna have to step up. Everybody's gonna have to be on board. But I think we'll win this game. And then I'm off jetting out right after the game. Little Florida trip for a couple days, and then I'll be back hopefully for the championship game. And I don't really care who we play, because I just want to see the championship game here come through Baltimore. I don't care Kansas City or Buffalo. It doesn't really matter. We're good
Did you
enough
go
to
to
beat
any of the
either
other
of those
championship
teams.
games? I mean, you were younger and a traveling man, eight,
No.
nine, 11,
Went to New
those
England.
years. You went to New
Went to
England.
New England a couple times. Watched us win, watched us lose.
Okay, so you this is not your first rodeo at an AFC championship game, is what you're
No.
telling me,
Well,
sir.
first at home.
Right. Of well,
It'll be the first at home, so here's
first
hoping.
for everybody almost. It's
Right.
1971. I mean, I am looking for
Yeah, I
people
didn't go
actively.
there.
Literally next week that went to that game. I was at Ghost of the Post. I had JT the Brick on this week talking about that. I was at the Kroner game. I was a little boy, but I was at the Fog game with Tony Linhart. So I was at some big games in the 70s, but
No,
this is before, this predates me.
never to a Colts game that mattered. Went to one or two Colts game in my life. Again, we were so poor we couldn't pay attention, so that wasn't happening.
It was a big
went to
investment for my dad. I mean,
Yeah, at
honestly,
that time,
like
sure.
Orioles
No,
tickets
we
were
had,
$2, Colts tickets were $8. It was just a
right, we
lot,
had
you know?
nothing. We had nothing. We weren't doing that. So I remember watching some of those games on what was it? 5K HD. Hold the rabbit ears so that picture comes in, son. TV.
At 2
So I
o'clock
remember,
because the blue laws wouldn't let him kick off at 1.
right? I remember those days, and so I watched a couple of those games. But no, this is hopefully going to be a good win against Houston, and then I don't care, Kansas City or Buffalo, whoever comes in here, I think we've got the talent to win that game, and I think we are 2 for 2 in Super Bowl appearances, and I'd like to see us go 3 for 3. So yeah, no, can't match up the schedule with the world, and so I'll be traveling. I'll be watching. I'm lucky enough to be home for the home games. The boy was going to come in. He can't be here. Wednesday, this week, Wednesday night, the Ohio State Band is doing Script Ohio, which if you haven't seen it, you should definitely check it out. Script Ohio on court at the Cleveland Cavaliers halftime.
Who are they playing that night?
I have no idea.
You going to the game?
No.
No, you
No,
can't.
I'm not
No.
going to Cleveland. No, not going to Cleveland. So
You do
we'll
run around with
watch.
this kid to some weird places. I
Yeah,
mean, I
yeah,
remember
yeah,
you were like Upper
yeah.
Michigan watching hockey and some crazy.
Yeah,
You
no,
did crazy things,
I
right?
would go if I didn't have other plans. I'd get there, but we're not going. But they're doing it at Cleveland. So the NBA, I don't know if
Cleveland.
they'll
Why would I
show.
go to Cleveland in
Right,
January?
exactly.
Right, yeah.
Right. That's the only reason. This is the only reason I would go to Cleveland in January. It would be football. Or the boy doing something, and he's doing something. So we'll see if it's on TV. If it's not on TV, the Ohio State Athletic Band page will have it. YouTube will have it after the game. They'll put it up. Be able to watch it.
They play Hang On Sloopy? What do they play?
They play the marching
I don't know
the
the Ohio State
French.
song.
Oh, well, there's three of them.
See,
So you've got the
like, dude, if
French.
I know your song, chances are I hate it. Like, I
Well, there you
know the
go.
Michigan song, I hate it. I
No,
know the
no, no.
Notre
So
Dame song. I,
they
you
have
know the
three
song I
songs.
really hate is a North Carolina fight song as a
Oh, there you
Maryland
go.
fan
Right.
because
Too many
I heard
basketball
that.
games with
I
that.
can hum that song right now and not in a good way, you know, like
No,
as
so
I wear Carolina blue.
Ohio State has two. So when they do script, it's a French battle song, French marching battle song that they do it to. It's really amazing. It's awesome. You should
Is
watch
it
it and hear it.
Napoleonic or what is it?
No, you'll hear it. You'll hear it. You'll watch it on YouTube.
Ah,
And then they have the fight song, which so once they march on and do the script, then when they're done the script, then they'll play the fight song, which is pretty good fight song. They'll do that. Then depending upon how much time they have, and I don't know how much time they're being allotted by the Cavs, they'll play Hang On Sloopy. That's kind of like the
they
three.
gotta play Hang On. The Ohio State
Well,
band does not come to
that's what
Cleveland and
they
not play
do.
Hang On
I'm so
Sloopy.
say that's what they do. And then he does it again on Saturday. At halftime of the men's basketball game at home, I think they're playing Penn State. So he does it twice. So because he has to do it Saturday on court, he can't fly home for
So
the
he's a
football
senior,
game.
right?
Yes,
So
correct. This
he
is
these are
his.
all the A-list assignments with the basketball.
Yes,
This has been the best year.
yes.
So you did go to the Cotton Bowl?
Yeah.
Did we not talk
Bad.
about this at all?
We
You
just
got
talked about
so
it a
you
little
were
bit.
so lubed up on the Ravens last week and on we might play
Yeah.
Flacco, we might who are we gonna play and like all
Yeah,
that.
Cotton Bowl
Man,
was a bad game. Great
the
trip,
wild
bad
card
game.
games all stunk other than the
Oh,
Detroit game. I mean, right?
one good game. The rest were dreadful. And how about the NFC? What is it? East, least? What do they call it? The Cowboys and the Eagles both just went into we didn't play winning teams during the season, so now we had to play somebody decent, and we folded up like a chair. Although the Eagles had folded up 5 out of 6 at the end of the season, they looked really bad. I don't know what happened to them. They went from like sort of like Miami. They went from we're stellar to we stink in a month. It
If
just
you
goes
go
to
from
show, I
10
guess,
and
how
1 to
hard.
not making the playoffs, and like it's
Oh.
so biblical. And in that town, I remember one year the Redskins started like 7-1 and didn't make the playoffs. You know what I
Yep.
mean? And listen, there's all of this disappointment, but I want to get to like to your purple heart, Leonard Raskin, because
Yeah, sure.
you're gonna go freeze. You're going out there
Better
to
win.
take the
Better
price.
win. Better win.
I keep saying that. I keep
Better win.
and it, I feel like a jerk. I feel like the guy on the radio that's the coach killer
No.
and like all that. Dude, you could talk about Harbaugh. They're firing McCarthy, who won a Super Bowl in Dallas because his team didn't win last week, right? Like,
Right.
I don't know, and I don't think the Ravens
People
are
in Philly,
capable of losing to Houston by 30 points at home. That's not going
didn't
to
Philly
happen, you
win the
know?
Super Bowl? Didn't Philly like win the
48 weeks
Super
ago,
Bowl?
they lost the Super Bowl, but they were
Right,
in the Super Bowl.
played in the Super Bowl against the Chefs, and then suddenly they're calling for the coach's head because he lost in the first round of playoffs and something happened at the end of the year. They didn't play well. What this NFL is brutal. I mean, brutal. If you were a weatherman and had to produce NFL results, we'd have new weather people on the air every 2 weeks in town. My goodness.
I don't know that like one of the Ravens' strengths, the real strength that they're playing here, is that Bishotti's left DaCosta and Harbaugh alone. He gets credit for being a great owner. He's also left Chad Steele alone, which is dangerous.
Right.
But I would say from that perspective on the football side.
Yeah, he's let them operate.
And they're capable in the same way that Mike Tomlin, as much as they're always trying. Did you saw him walk off the podium, right? Like, this is a really.
Somebody asked him about coming back or his contract or something. He just left.
He's got one year left on his deal.
Leave? The guy has only put together 17 winning seasons in a row. What do they want?
Yeah.
Super Bowl or death? And not just Super Bowl, but Super Bowl win, and not just win, but every year.
Leonard, you're getting antsy. It's been 11, 12 years here, right? Like, you're getting antsy, and you're like, all right, Kansas City's had theirs. Buffalo's never had theirs, but this is our year. And I think that the part of this where everybody is like, you better win. Like, there is
expectation. You got to win this week. Hey, look, Lamar promised a Super Bowl. When he got drafted, he said, going to bring home a Super Bowl. So this is it. This is the year. You got all the talent. You got the receivers. You might even have Mandrews. Holy cow. Could you imagine him coming back? And you picked up Dalvin Cook, who's dying to have a good game. I just can't see them losing to Houston. I really can't. Unless there's some, again, they've lost, as I see it, this season. We've talked about this. They lost one game this year. Scrubs play. Pittsburgh beat them. Backups in, Pittsburgh beat them last game of the year. So what? The other three games, we beat ourselves in those games. Game against the Colts, Steelers early in the year, Browns, bad mistakes, stupid plays, beat ourselves. We have not lost to a decent team this season, and we have played really, really good ball in the last month, and I don't see any reason. You look at the Eagles like we talked about, Dallas, they weren't playing well coming in, and they got beat. The teams that have been playing really well in the last month all showed up. And I mean, Houston's playing good ball, but I don't think they come in here and beat us. It just doesn't seem possible.
Houston 11-5 in their last 16 games. And I had John McClain on, Stephanie Stradley, going down to Houston this week to do some conversation with them to learn a little bit about it. I mean, you've been watching Stroud from the beginning. I mean, I asked John McClain, been watching football 50 years. Like, at what point did the light go on that this kid might be that kid? Because they had Deshaun Watson there. They had Matt Shaw there.
Playing better than good. Better than good. He was good. He was a good quarterback at Ohio State. One of the things people didn't like, he didn't scramble enough. He didn't move enough. He's moving all over the field. His passing was never a question. He can drop a dime in any receiver's hands. You name the route, he can throw it. The kid has got arm talent, and he's smart. That's the other thing. He sees the field really well. He's smart. So you get a quarterback who's got great talent and who can see. He's too young. He's too smart for too young for the NFL. He sees what's coming.
Right?
Yeah, he sees what's coming, and he plays great ball.
Well, they're dangerous because they don't know any better, right?
And that's right.
Say rookie coach, rookie quarterback, they can't win. The Ravens are this good, that good.
Playing with house money.
Fumble.
House money.
Ball goes
you never
up
know.
In the air. Like, we all expect them to win. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. He manages money. Also manages expectations to some degree, right?
Yes,
like,
absolutely.
I'm going to throw a little a little Tony Robbins on you, a little philosophical thing
here
you can go with it. You can take with your money management and say the past does not equal the future, right?
No,
so how they played against San Francisco, how they played against
irrelevant.
The Lions. We find that out because the Cowboys had a good year too, right?
That's right.
Eagles had a good start and they're out. And the Packers looked at giving up for dead. And so does Houston, right? And they're still playing. And they have a chance. And nobody's given any of these teams other than San Francisco a chance
Buffalo.
On the NFC side, right?
Buffalo
was dead.
Was no good. And then they started playing well. And then suddenly they won the division because the Dolphins folded. And now they got a home game against the Mahomes, who's never played a road playoff game. And who knows what's going to come out of that. But I can tell you what, either of those teams are going to be tough in the championship game. I just hope to see it. So yeah, we should win, but expectations are high, very high. And I think people will be brutally disappointed if we lose on Saturday.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah.
From your perspective on all of this, having been through it the last couple of times, and your boys out at Ohio State, and your
Yeah.
wife, you have lots of clients where you are. Your temperature on all of this about the Vegas side of things, being able to afford it and going out there, and how much is too much, and whether you'd be anywhere else in the world, and there's a price, I got a man cave, or hey, I'm going to go up to Hollywood Casino, or hey, I'm going to watch the game at home this time because I went to the last two. Where are you along the spectrum? Because I think the AFC Championship game, I've talked to Luke about this, that's something nobody here's seen. An AFC Championship game
Right.
in Baltimore
Right.
is really special. I don't know,
Gonna be
affordable.
outstanding.
It's going to be $400 to $600. It might be 5 degrees. It might be 55 degrees. It's Baltimore last week of January. I
Right.
don't
You
know.
never know.
I know it's going to be brutal this week for sure.
I haven't talked to anyone, clients, friends, anybody who said to me, I'm going to the Super Bowl. We go, I'm going to the Super Bowl. I'm going to the Super Bowl. Haven't talked, nobody said that to me. Usually hear that. Haven't heard that at all.
Why do you
This
think that
week,
is?
I think it's too expensive. I think people are feeling like unless I get a face price ticket, which whatever the heck that price
It's
is,
$5,000 minimum.
for if you win the like lottery from the
If
team,
you win the lottery from the team, you'll get a $5,000 offer for a ticket.
and you'll be sitting in the 50-yard line in the section 550, whatever, in the last row of the stadium. Is that what it
No, you'll
is?
be in you'll be on the you'll be in the end zone. You'll be above the Al Davis flaming
You think
pit.
so? You think so?
$5,000 will be the cheapest. That'll be the worst seat. That'll be the roof seat. Yes.
Well, I would think the team would have sideline upstairs something for the fans that
They
they
do have
sell
that
it to.
available. That's 7,250. You know what I mean?
Well,
Like
whatever it is, I mean,
it's going to be a lot of money. If you
yes.
I look forward to you. I hope you hit the lottery because I
Right, so
want
we
you
could
to hit
talk about
me.
it.
We can talk
We could
about what
talk
really
about
happened
it.
because
That's right.
there are no $1,250 tickets this time around. There are
Yeah, I
no
remember
$2,500 tickets this time around. They're just not. It's not the way the
last
league
time I
prices it.
think, trying to think if it was the first bowl. I think it was the first bowl. It was $300 face for the Tampa game. $300 or $400 was face on the ticket.
My first Super Bowl ticket, and I can go find it. I
Well.
had a 50-yard line lower seat right. I was in Donald Trump's section. Donald and
Yeah.
Marla sat 5 rows in front of me.
There you
Jimmy
go.
Jam from Janet
Jimmy
Jackson.
Jam.
It was Minneapolis Super Bowl, so there was a lot of
Right.
Minneapolis people there. Evander Holyfield was in my section. I was on the 50-yard line. Steve Sabol
Right.
was rows behind me in the front of the press box. First time I
Yep.
ever met Steve Sabol that day. It's 1992. I think my ticket at the time was $150.
Right. Go figure.
Like I think it was 150. It might have been 200 or 250, but I think it was that much. And keep in mind, like when I was going to Oilers games in Cleveland, tickets were $18.
$7, right?
No,
20
it was
bucks.
90. It was 1992. It wasn't
20
1978.
bucks.
But
20
yeah,
bucks.
but I mean, but the price now is it's just.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, and the league knows. And by the way, there's another thing I didn't tell you about this, but my ticket broker told me most of the
Yep.
tickets that are out have a chip, a digital chip. They can only be transferred one time. So
Nice.
the markup thing that's there,
Is
the end
extra
user
special.
needs to be the one buying it because they cannot resell it. So the old days of flipping tickets, the ticket you
Right.
sat in came from a player that went through a brokerage here and a firm there and a business guy there and a guy on the airplane sold it to you
And he would
in
hand you the
Tampa
ticket, would
and hand you the
hand you the
ticket.
ticket.
Yeah, with the little hologram on the back.
Now
Right,
it's
exactly.
on your phone, digital and locked up. It's all locked up. It's
Well,
crazy. We were
yeah.
at the Cotton Bowl. We're walking around outside the Cotton Bowl pregame. They had a big tailgate. So we're there hanging out, and there's guys walking around. Anybody got a ticket? Anybody got a ticket? I'm thinking to myself, what do I have to do? This guy's going to Venmo me or ticket, or I'm going to set it up on StubHub. He's going to send me the money. Then I'm going to SeatGeek transfer the ticket to this guy out of my phone. I don't even know how you do that anymore outside the stadium.
You know
What
what
the
I'm going to be?
heck?
I've already made up my mind. Ravens Rim, we're going to Hollywood Casino. We're just going to hang out because I just want to pull in, park, have my food, have my drinks, have the big screens, have the sound. I'm going to keep it nice and simple. I mean, I've done it a million different ways. I've been to all these Super Bowls.
Right.
I want people to go and have a good time. I want the Vegas
I'm hoping.
experience that I, for everyone else, that I had in New Orleans, that I had in Tampa, that I feel like I had a couple of beautiful Super Bowl experiences after all the years I went where I just went and thought, this was a really nice city to do it in. I thought Indianapolis was fantastic. I've been to a couple. Arizona's done a nice job a couple of times with it. But you know, LA and New Orleans and these different places, Vegas is a whole different animal for people going out there for pricing, for getting there, for being there. I just hope that it can
Yeah, I
be
got
a
no
rich
problem.
experience for our fans because I'm like you, I
Got no
expect us to
problem
win.
getting there. You got no problem getting there. I got no problem staying there. The question is a ticket and what I'm willing to pay. You know, I go back in time to you'll know the year. I don't know the year. The All-Star game, MLB All-Star
It's
game at Camden Yards.
1993, July 11th,
Yeah.
1993. Yeah,
So look at you.
July 12th,
So
July 11th.
I had season tickets to the Orioles back then, and I got tickets to the Home Run Derby thing and the All-Star game. And I had two tickets, and I sold those tickets for enough back then to pay for my whole season for the Orioles.
It was $1,000 a ticket to get into that game,
Yeah, and
right?
I sold them for enough to pay for the whole season. It was magic. I didn't need to go watch the All-Star
So
game.
you,
Who
the Free
cares?
Willy sign, Randy Johnson, John Kruk, you didn't see any of
Yeah,
that.
it
It's all
didn't
on
matter.
television.
Saw it on TV. I've been to the stadium. I saw it.
Were you
Okay.
at
I
the
didn't need
Cal
to go see
Ripken
an All-Star game.
21-31 night?
Yes. 30
All
and
right.
31. Yes.
All right. And you've been at every Raven seminal moment, right? Like
Yeah.
every
All the
time
big
Ray
stuff.
danced, all the Colts game, all that stuff. You were at all the
Last game
bad
of the
ones too,
year.
right? I mean, you're
Yeah.
when they
I've
lose, I mean, that's part of
watched the
doing
bad
this.
stuff. Bad stuff too. Do you happen to catch any of the Manning cast? Really
I
funny.
know Ray Lewis was on,
He was on this
and I
game.
effed up and I missed it. And
Oh, it was funny.
what did he
Funny.
say?
They
Like, what was good? Because everybody was buzzing about it, and I haven't seen
are
it. So,
so well, the two of them,
well, I
Peyton
know
and Eli,
they
are
hate each other, love each
hysterical.
other. Yeah, I know.
Hysterical. And they had Ray on. They're talking about Ray was just killing the Eagles for lack of tackling. Like they just weren't interested. And he was talking about how badly they were playing, how it was impossible to miss some of the tackles they missed and some of the scores that they gave up. It was just terrible.
I
He
keep
was
forgetting that
crying.
they're really like in a playoff game, especially, they wouldn't just be BSing. They would be like, it's a game cast.
Oh,
They stick to
well,
the game.
they were, but they were also shooting the bull, and he was screaming at the Eagles for how bad they were. And then they were talking about, so Peyton asked him. Peyton said he's taking his boy and he's doing a whole circuit. He's done like a circuit for the games, and he wanted to come to Baltimore this weekend, and he wanted to know if he'd be booed if he came to Baltimore. And he said he could hang out with Ray. If he hung out with Ray, he'd be good. And Ray is his defensive coordinator for the Pro Bowl flag football game. So it's Peyton and Eli are the head coaches again. And I think Ray is Peyton's defensive coordinator, and so he's going to
So
come to
they were
Baltimore.
shilling the Pro Bowl. Okay, good
Yeah,
for them.
sure, because I think it's on ESPN,
The Pro Bowl's the
or
worst
whatever it
thing
is.
ever. If they can ever
It's
make it
dreadful.
good, even if they can make
Dreadful.
the broadcast good, if they can make the broadcast good, it might
Right.
be good.
Right.
It
Well, they
might.
got to have
The
Peyton and
Manning
Eli do the
brothers
broadcast.
as coaches,
Right.
were they coaches last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch it,
And
so right.
Eli
Nobody else
won, and
did either.
Peyton was angry. Eli won. Anyway, Ray told Peyton to come to the game. And he said, so if I hang out with you, he asked him if he was going to be there. Ray said, of course he was going to be here. And he asked him if he hung out with him, if he'd be safe in Baltimore. He said he'd be safe in Baltimore no matter what. People wouldn't boo him because people love greatness here. And they'd honor Peyton's greatness. And so Peyton says, it was pretty funny. He goes, you know, the whole Colt thing, when the Colts left, he said, you know, I was 8 years old. He's like, I really didn't have anything to do with that. It was pretty funny. He said, you think the people there are over it? Ray said, no, I don't think they're over it. But
Ray said that.
yeah,
Good. Good for Ray.
but
All right. Good. Good. Good.
it was just funny. They're so funny. They are so funny. And they had Bruce Arians on the first half.
Oh, I love Bruce too. Bruce is a good man.
And he's dropping both of them, him and Ray, not F bombs, but they were shitting on the air, and they were dropping some cursing, and they were funny. Bruce Arians was so funny. He
There's
and
nobody in the sport that love Bruce Arians.
he's
You know,
just he was just a hoot.
I had a great cocktail conversation with him one night with Marvin Lewis at the owners' meetings, and I enjoyed that immensely, as I remember it. He
Yeah, I
was the
can't.
coach of the Cardinals at the time, and we were
Right.
at the Biltmore in Phoenix, and he was just a delightful guy. Yeah.
Yeah, then I don't watch when the Manning cast is on. I don't watch Joe and Troy do Monday Night Football.
See, I watch Joe and Troy. I'm
I
so I'm
watch
old
Manning.
school. Okay,
No,
all
but
right.
the Manning brothers are
I
hysterical.
really
It
feel
is.
like I screwed the pooch on this one because,
It's
everybody's
worth the
telling me how
watch.
good. I'm going to try to go find it on YouTube or whatever,
Yeah,
see
they're
what
not
Ray had
on.
to
It's
say.
look. It's not long because, as you know, the time on play on air in football is short. What do they play? You know,
There's a
actual
20-minute visit or
plays,
whatever, right? Yeah.
right?
Okay.
So it's good, but it was a lot of fun. They were funny, and it was good stuff. So who knows? Might see Peyton and Eli. They were talking. Eli was talking about taking the train. I guess he still lives in Jersey. He was talking about when they used to play. When New York would play Philly, they would take a bus. And when they'd play the Redskins, they'd take a train.
Right.
And when they played Baltimore, they would take the train.
Well,
So
whenever the Ravens have played the Jets or the Giants, they train.
yeah, I have no
That was
idea. I
almost,
had no
I've
idea.
only been on two team junkets in my life where I traveled with the team. Because the Maryland Lottery, you dream, you win. They went on the
Yeah.
Jacksonville trip and suite holders and all of that. I've only been on two trips. I took the train back from a Giants preseason game the summer that the Ravens won the Super Bowl. So it was like the Elvis Gerback year.
Yeah,
It was in
yeah.
August, and they
Oh.
played the Giants. They played the Giants because they had just played the Giants in the Super Bowl. I went up to the Meadowlands, and I didn't have a ride home. I was sort of syndicated and working in New
Right,
York,
right.
and the Ravens said, take the train home with us. So I got to ride the Amtrak home
Yeah.
from that. So, but food on these junkets on a football,
I'll bet.
it's great. The only other time I ever flew home, and I remember this vividly as well, it was 2 weeks after 9/11. My flight on America West, remember America West?
Yeah, sure.
America West, because of 9/11, everything got canceled. Flights were canceled
Right, of
like it was
course.
crazy. America West just canceled the route out of Denver through Phoenix that was going to get me home to do my show on Monday. This is back when I was a real media member. Like, I had a show on
Yeah,
Monday. It was important to
right.
do it, you know? So, I asked Billick and David Modell. I'm like, it was 2001, right? It was 9/11. So I was sort of stuck in Denver,
Yep,
and they're
yep.
like, just get on the team plane and come home with us. And I remember that day vividly because, I don't have anything to drink, but Tony Siragusa told me he loved me that day. And you know why he told me he loved me? And this isn't funny, but it speaks to, he got hit in the head. He had a
Oh,
concussion.
jeez.
They didn't have blue tents then or
Right.
protocol then or
No,
any of
nothing.
that. You know, Goose was sitting with his suitcase, his bag, in his jacket with his hair all done up out of the shower. He had been removed from the game. He's like, hey, come here, man. I just want to tell you I love you, man. I love you. You know? And I'm thinking to myself, Goose, you got hit in the head. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, this isn't
Right.
good,
I'm
you
not
know?
your wife, buddy.
So,
I'm not
right,
your wife.
exactly. Yeah. So that was Denver. And I rode back. I rode the hour from Denver Airport to the airport with Rex Ryan, who was the defensive line coach.
There you
And he
go.
was telling me, I'll never forget this
He's
hour-long
half the
ride.
man he used to be.
You know what? He bragged that he never ate a vegetable in his life. And I
He
took
looks
him,
good.
I ate a lot of
He's
steak dinners with Rex Ryan. And he used to do
right,
the show all the
right.
time. He never had anything but a steak and a potato on his plate. I swear to God,
I'm with
nothing
you.
green could
I'm with
ever
him.
come near him. You know what I'm
I'm with
saying?
you.
So Rex told me the whole ride out to the airport, he kept, I'm telling you, I got a young player here, nasty. Kelly Gregg, old Kelly Gregg now. He played for my brother at Oklahoma. He's going to be a hell of a player. Kelly Gregg turned out to be a hell of a player, you know?
He
But I
was. He
remember that
was.
from riding the team junket. And I got
Right.
on the plane, and it was like that Jerry and Elaine scene where he's flying
Right.
internationally. More of anything, More of
Right.
everything, you know. I had
Absolutely.
Dove bars. I had it was a beautiful flight. So when you go, when you're on the train with the Giants, it sounds like, oh, they're slumming on the train.
Oh, no, I'm
No, they're
sure it's pretty
not.
nice.
They're eating really nice prime
I'm
ribs.
sure
You know,
it's
it's really, it's
absolutely.
beautiful. It's like the Silver
Absolutely.
Streak was back in the day. Leonard Raskin is here. He manages money so that you can afford to fly to these games from time to time. Give everybody a little bit of advice on all of this stuff, and especially speak to the people that would whip their credit card out and go out to Vegas on a bender thinking they're getting a $100 ticket and they're not. And they come
Well, I
back and
would.
they have a crazy bill. Because a lot of people went on that trip with me 11 years ago and had no idea how they were going to pay for it. I mean that
Right,
sincerely.
right. Yeah, well, I wouldn't bet the farm. I don't care. It's a football game. I know it's an experience, but I would say just like a trip to Disney or a trip anywhere, make sure that you know that if you're going, it's not an issue financially for you to be there. I would not take my kids' college money, my retirement money, my future, and throw it on a football game. I don't care what the game is, but you can spend a lot of money in Vegas really fast. And as you said, you got to get there, and I'm sure the flight prices are insane. You got to stay there. And when we went to New Orleans, I mean, a hotel that would have been $150 was $1,000 for the Super Bowl day before, day of.
And 4-night
So,
minimum.
oh yeah. So the hotels get you, the airlines get you, and then the ticket price is going to be ridiculous. So be careful with your money. Be smart if you have it. And it's not an issue for you, and it doesn't affect your life. It's a different story. Feel free, go enjoy, have a ball, report back, tell us how great it was.
I've already told
But
Luke he's going to be on JT the Bricks couch because JT lives there, so that's my plan.
there you go. That's it. Find a place. Find a place.
I owe Brick
There's.
crab cakes when it's all over. He came on the show this week. You know, you talk about things this week that's crazy with football, Leonard, is the hiring cycle, right? Like all of these coaches and guys getting hired, fired, they get paid a lot of money. But it is the Raiders are looking for a coach. Belichick's out of work. Saban's retired. They
Yeah, how
fired
about that?
Vrabel. Harbaugh's doing the beauty tour, going everywhere. Like
Yeah.
it's quite a
Yeah,
time
there's
for football.
I read something. Jim Harbaugh is talking to Michigan, apparently. I don't know if it's true, but I read that if he signs with Michigan, there's going to be a clause in his contract that they can't terminate his contract if the NCAA comes back on the whole cheating thing and bust him up. That would be part of his deal.
So if I'm guilty, and I was, I
Then you can't let me go for
you
being
can't hold me accountable.
on the money side. On the money side. Yeah, you got to pay me my money. If I cost you, like, we just won the national championship, and if the NCAA comes in and vacates that because I cheated, it's too bad for you, but not for me. It was very interesting to see that that's what was. Now, I don't know if it's true. I haven't heard the man say it. I haven't read any of the
Well, there's
official, but
nobody in the state of Michigan that really thinks he's coming back to coach there, right?
I don't know, maybe a player or two, but I can't imagine why. And he's out doing the NFL tour. He's been in Atlanta and I guess Oakland, LA, Vegas, the Raiders, wherever the heck they are this week. The what's his name? Davis? I don't know the kid's name.
Mark.
Mark Davis with the most beautiful haircut of anybody in the world. Oh, look, we have a friend.
Oh, look at
We have a
this. You got
friend.
your mountain dog. Look at you. What
He's
kind of dog is that?
This is a Great Pyrenees.
And
He's
he comes up and pats you on the shoulder like
just
this.
decided he wanted to come up and hold my shoulder while I was talking. So
Wow. Isn't that beautiful?
he
My
came to
cat
join
doesn't
and
like my show. My
see
cat is
came to
not.
join and say hello. So
If I
there he
put Led
is. There.
Zeppelin on a full volume downstairs, my cat will go sit next to the speaker and listen to Robert Plant sing, but does not want to hear me do radio. So Leonard
That's
Raskin is here. He
outstanding.
manages money, Raskin
Outstanding.
Global. He's my pal. He is going to be on a little bit of a downtime next week before the AFC Championship game. Dude, for all of you, all the people out there who listen, who love the Ravens, I want this for the city next weekend, right?
Here's hoping.
I was explaining to JT the Brick how Angelos got in the way of having the Super Bowl celebration Thursday
Right.
night, but like national radio show guy doesn't even know that that existed. And I'm thinking,
Right.
we haven't had moments here. You know what I mean? Springsteen even canceled last year, right? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like, we haven't had moments here.
we need a good big. Well, we had the Oriole playoff game followed by a Billy Joel concert, which was a pretty good day. Well, at least
We
the
need more,
concert
though.
was a good
I
thing.
agree with you. We talked about
We
that. We
need
need more
days
of
that
that.
matter. We need
By the
days
way,
that
thank you.
matter.
You, I was your guest at Billy Joel,
Yeah, we had a ball.
and I told the story. I didn't want to go with you because of the weather. It was cold and it was a pain in the ass. It was all of
Yeah,
that, but I had
yeah.
a great
We
time.
had a
I mean,
ball. We had a ball.
I was out till 2 in the morning. I met friends. I just had a I it you got me
So
out
good.
that night, and I've been
That's
working
it.
my ass off.
That's
It was
it.
great. So, and I never really got cold, and I danced,
Yeah,
and
it was beautiful.
I had a beautiful night, right?
Now we need the Ravens to perform on the field to make this an event and make the championship game come through Baltimore and be a good night.
Well, I
And
just want
that's
to
what it's about.
apologize to you for something about Billy Joel because I've been wanting to go see Billy Joel in New York, and I even told you when
Yeah.
you gave
Yeah,
me a free
yeah.
ticket, you were kind to me. I'm like, I'm gonna go see Billy where it's warm. I'm gonna get a
Yeah.
seat 50 feet from Billy one night before
Right.
it gets too old
Right.
and too long. And I've already mentioned the late great Jimmy Buffett wanting to fly to Saint somewhere soon. And I had a $30 bus ride up to Madison Square Garden. I had an
Beautiful.
inexpensive room with a friend, and I went up and I saw Billy Joel for $100 up in New York last Thursday night. I ate some good food
Great.
cheap. I
Good
got some
times.
$5 pizza. And so, I need a night for Baltimore like this AFC Championship game
Yeah, we got to
where
have it.
I'll tell you one thing, it's going on for real with me, Leonard. All the alumni, the Mike Flynns, and all the guys that live other places, they all have a flight in here next
Oh,
Saturday.
yeah.
Like, they're all hitting me, like, we're going to Crab's next Saturday night. You're taking us to Costas. What are we doing? Because
That's it.
the alums want to be a part of it too because they've never experienced it. Even if you won the Super Bowl as a Raven, you didn't play in
Right.
it. You weren't in the stadium the night it happened for you.
That's
And
right.
I'll tell you, that night in Foxborough was magic.
Was beautiful.
It
That
was a
was beautiful.
magical
That
night.
was so fantastic. Watching their fans leave at the end of the third quarter is nothing finer.
Well, you better hope it's
Nothing
not us this
finer.
week or next week
Well,
so we
here
can
we
find
go.
this
Here we go. Two
your
weeks.
purple
Two
ears,
weeks of
purple
great
heart.
football and on to the Super Bowl.
All right, from your lips to Roger Goodell's ears.
Amen.
Okay.
Museum? Museum?
Playoffs.
We're not
He
getting no
is Leonard
stinking
Raskin. He's
museum.
Raskin Global. You can find him at raskinglobal.com. He manages money and gives people good advice and makes sure that you're not wasting your money and you're doing smart things with insurance and taxes and other crap that I promise you don't understand as well as you should or as well as he does. So there's my 30-second ad for you, Leonard. You can
There we
also find
go.
him out in front of BaltimorePositive.com, but don't look for him after this weekend or before this weekend because he's running around doing good stuff, getting smarter. But he'll be at the game on the club level, freezing his arse
Absolutely.
off beginning about
Indeed.
4:30 on Saturday.
Indeed.
Bundle up, my friend. That's all
I
I could
shall.
say. All
I
right.
shall.
Back for more on this. I'm WNST. We're Nestor. I'm Nestor. We're WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.